Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Lynn Fisher of Washington County Public Health and Lori Homscheit about the elementary school gardens at Lincoln and Ainsworth Elementary Schools. This is part two of a two-part interview.
So it's really become a community project, and the students are learning more than just the science of it. They're learning the health aspect. Along with that, they're getting some physical activity.
Absolutely, it takes
some work to weed those gardens.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
And the principal at the Highland Elementary School, they were just a little bit further behind in the schedule with planning because of this rainy spring. But she really wants the students to, they moved the soil, they moved the compost. They were very heavily involved with the actual creating the garden and watering. She also wants them to be carrying the water to the plants. So, yes, they're getting physical activity.
Along with the garden, we also did the composting.
Yes.
So we made a huge composting bin. And at the end of the school year last year, they started implementing it in the lunchroom, slowly starting it out so that the kids, you know, instead of like if they didn't eat their banana peel or whatever, you know, obviously, then they would throw it in the compost bucket and then it would be taken out to be composted. So we did that also all through the summer.
Great. And is this a project, you mentioned it previously, that it's going to see a future, it's going to continue?
Mm-hmm. That's what our goal is. We really hope that it'll, you know, become something that the community takes pride in and, you know, wants the children to be able to, you know, because it really just fosters a growth of, I mean, these kids were really excited about gardening and knowing about it, or would say, oh, my grandma gardens, or, you know, I mean, there's a lot of connection there.
And how is it funded? Is it a lot of volunteer base?
It is. We have applied for some mini grants and received them. Washington Iowa Betterment Foundation, Hy-Vee, also others stepped in, community partners, DeLong's. We certainly have a whole thank you list we're working on, because then we needed soil transported, we needed compost transported, Orchland's, Ace Hardware. We have lots of partners that have helped us and volunteers.
Yeah, and we started a Facebook page so that people could see the processes of the garden. And through that, we also had UNFI donated some money for us, liked what we were doing, thought it was a good thing. And I wrote a grant and for them, and they approved it. And so, yeah, we're always looking for, you know, donations or, you know.
And then someone donated plants.
Yes.
One day, Lori went to the garden,
and there was a whole flat of green peppers. And so, yeah, it's been really nice.
Wonderful. Is there anything that you're hoping to improve or change for next year?
Well, at Lincoln, I think the principal's already shared with us that he wants to make the garden bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The best case scenario would be if we had a site that was for sure going to be the garden site forever. But, you know, with just limited space and, you know, the kids where they can go. Right now we're over by the bus barn and hopefully we'll be able to be there for a while. So, mm-hmm. And, you know, we've learned some things. I mean, we planted pumpkins and they went crazy. And it's a learning process for all of us.
And we have hopes, too, that the elementary school in Ainsworth, they'll be able to, the principal there is going to have the students each, I think, develop their own little miniature gardens, divide the students into teams, and they can plant what they wish. And so that'll be really getting really off the ground, I think, this school year. We just got really held up with such a rainy spring and waiting for a concrete slab to be poured. You know, there are barriers always, but, yeah, we have such great leadership at the schools.
Yeah.
I think this will.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Lynn Fisher of Washington County Public Health and Lori Homscheit about the elementary school gardens at Lincoln and Ainsworth Elementary Schools. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.